Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Side Hustles as a Long-Term Family Strategy. Now let's dive in. What if your weekend side hustle could become your family's financial foundation for the next 50 years? Most entrepreneurs think small and quit early, but the families building real wealth think differently about their extra income streams. Here's the truth that changes everything. Successful family-focused side hustles pass one critical test. Will this still generate income when I'm 65? Research from the Small Business Administration shows businesses lasting 10 years or more share one trait. They solve problems that compound over time, not trend-based problems. Ask yourself, does my side hustle teach me skills that become more valuable with age, or does it depend on being young and hustling hard? This brings us to what I call the skills stack strategy. Side hustles as long-term family strategy means each venture must build your skills stack, capabilities that multiply your future earning potential. Here's a framework that works. Choose side hustles that combine three elements: a technical skill you can master, a business skill you can develop, and a network you can build. Every hour invested should create compound returns through expertise, not just immediate cash. But here's where most people miss the bigger picture. Traditional thinking says side hustle for extra cash now. Family wealth thinking says side hustle to create income streams your kids can inherit or learn from. Focus on businesses that create systems, relationships, and assets rather than trading time for money. Let me tell you about my neighbor, Sarah. She started a tutoring side hustle in 2018, making $200 a month, helping high school kids with math. Instead of just collecting payments, she documented everything: her teaching methods, common student problems, successful strategies. By 2020, she'd created an online course. By 2022, she was licensing her curriculum to other tutors. Now, her 16-year-old daughter manages the social media, and her husband handles business development. What started as weekend tutoring became a family business generating $8,000 monthly, teaching her kids entrepreneurship and creating something they could scale or sell. Sarah didn't just build a side hustle. She built a family asset that teaches wealth-building skills to the next generation while generating passive income. Here's what you do this week. Take your current side hustle or side hustle idea and run it through the family legacy filter. Ask three questions. First, what skills am I building that will be worth more in 10 years than today? Second, what systems can I create so this business could run without me working in it every day? Third, what would my kids learn about money, business, and problem solving by watching me build this? If your side hustle doesn't have good answers to at least two of these questions, pivot your approach. Start documenting your processes, focus on building expertise that compounds, and think like you're creating a family business school, not just a paycheck. The difference between a side hustle and generational wealth isn't the size of your start, it's the length of your vision. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.